Now, for a lot of folks, what comes after the turkey and the football is shopping. KERA's Christopher Connolly stopped in Sundance Square in downtown Fort Worth to check how folks are planning for Black Friday.
When you start talking holiday shopping strategies, you see how differently we all do things. Take Patty Miller. She's old school. The retiree does all her shopping in person, nothing online. She plans ahead, goes with friends when she can, and she thinks Thanksgiving weekend should not be about Christmas shopping.
Absolutely not. Totally avoid. I think family is so important. In fact, I kind of blackball the places that open on Thursday.
You won't find Fort Worth's Jacqueline Wilson shopping on Black Friday either. That's because she'll be at work at 5 in the morning at an Ulta cosmetics store.
Oh my gosh, they line up before we even open, so apparently makeup and hairspray is a big deal.
Wilson is a deal seeker. She is highly organized and methodical. She works in retail, so she knows she's not always getting the best savings at this time of year. So she starts her holiday buying early, like really early, even in the summertime.
I like to shop ahead of time, and I like to use coupons and online shopping. So whatever the best deal is, I'm going to snatch it up.
Retails over the last couple of years had struggled so much that you can find, you know, deep discounts all throughout the year. So no longer do consumers have to wait to those, you know, sort of special big days anymore.
Gene Monticelli is with Deloitte Consulting, which released the results of its annual survey about holiday shopping this week. He says North Texans are savvy shoppers, but also a bit traditional. They use the web to compare prices to find the best deals, but most like to buy in person.
We use it largely for a research item, our tool, and then still like to go into the store to buy and collect our goods in person.
Monticelli says North Texans plan to spend about 13% more on average this year than they did last year. We're pretty optimistic about the economy, he says, more than the national average. Back at Sundance Square, Peter Adams says he is one that is planning to buy more this year. That is, when he gets around to shopping. His style: procrastinate until the last minute, then go to the store and trust his instincts.
You know, I like to see, be able to see it, touch it, feel it. I'm that type of person, and I never make up a list or anything. I kind of go with the flow.
Adam says he will start shopping in due time. He's still waiting on his 8-year-old's wish list. Like father, like son, it seems. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.